I'm just going to talk to you really for a few minutes. Just something to think about really on this day. If there'd been no birth of Jesus, I wonder what the world would be like. I think most of us, probably all of us in this room, have grown up always knowing about Christmas, always celebrating Christmas. It's kind of in our culture, whatever we believe, and in lots of other places as well. But I was wondering this week, I wonder if Jesus hadn't been born, I wonder what life would be like. And I was wondering, first of all, about Christmas. If Jesus hadn't been born 2,000 years ago, if Jesus hadn't been placed in a feeding trough, if Jesus hadn't been cherished by his parents, hadn't been heralded by the angels, hadn't been visited by the shepherds and then later on by the wise men, well, there wouldn't be any Christmas. And I wonder what that would be like. Now I wonder, what do you guys really like about Christmas?
Presents.
Presents. Anybody else? Anything you really like about? Yes. Presents as well, yes.
Turkey.
Turkey, yes. Food in general.
Pigs in blankets.
Pigs in blankets, yeah. Like them too. Yeah. Are we having some of those today, Emma? I can't remember. Yes. That's something you like about Christmas or like about not having Christmas? Well, if Jesus hadn't come, then there would be no Christmas. So there'd be none of those things. There'd be no presents. There'd be no turkey or whatever your favourite food is. There'd be no Brussels sprouts. There'd be no Christmas carols. There'd be no TV specials. There'd probably be no Strictly Come Dancing. Did the right person win last night? Shall I spoil it for you and tell you who won? Okay. I think the right person's won. I hope you didn't hear that. And there'd probably be no X Factor as well. That time's around Christmas, isn't it? Did the right person win X Factor? Sam, something or other? Is she all right, was she? Good. There'd be no nativity plays. There'd be no, well, there'd just be no Christmas, really. So if there was no birth of Jesus, there'd definitely be no Christmas. Of course, it really changed the lives of Mary and Joseph. It changed Mary's life more than she could have possibly imagined. Here's a young girl going to give birth without any contribution from a man. Here's a young girl who's going to experience something that's biologically impossible, but she's also going to go through an experience that, to her mind, to the way she thinks, is just extraordinary and beyond belief. Not just giving birth in that miraculous way, but who she's going to give birth to. That she would give birth to the Son of God. So it changed her life dramatically. And of course, it changed Joseph's life as well. Here's Joseph, a respectable, ordinary man, whose life is completely knocked sideways. He's a religious man. He doesn't want to do the wrong thing as far as God is concerned. And he discovers Mary, his fiancée, is pregnant. And he can only think of one reason, one way in which she could have got pregnant. She slept with another man. And he thinks about all the scandal. And he really doesn't want to marry her now. But the angel, as we saw in our play, came to Joseph, said, "Don't worry, Joseph. Mary's not been with another man. She's not been unfaithful. The baby inside her is a miracle. So go ahead and marry her." So suddenly, this ordinary man, Joseph, has to be a father, has to be a husband of this extraordinary baby. Well, at least they could agree on the name, because the angel tells Mary it's going to be called Jesus, the baby, and the angel tells Joseph it's going to be called Jesus. So they name him. What do they name him?
Jesus.
I reckon they do. So it changed their lives. So if there was no coming of Jesus, there'd be no Christmas, and there'd be no dramatic change in the life of Joseph and Mary. And of course, if there was no coming of Jesus, there would be no Christians. There'd be no Christ Church, because there'd be no Christ, and there'd be no church who wants to worship Christ. So there'd be no Christ Church. There wouldn't be this building here. You can imagine this just evaporating away in one of those Doctor Who kind of moments where it sort of crumbles and disappears because Jesus hasn't come. In fact, there'd be no churches anywhere. There'd be no ordinary square brick-looking churches. There'd be no really posh churches with great spires and bells and clocks. In fact, we'd still better tell the time, but I think we'd be a bit confused as to what year it was if there was no coming of Jesus. What year is it this year? Anyone tell me? Just come. It's December the month, yes, and the year? Yes. It's 2013. And we count from the time of Jesus. So I don't know what we'd be doing if Jesus hadn't come. Maybe we'd still be counting down to zero, but not knowing it. That was a conceptual joke that amused me when I was writing it, but obviously it didn't amuse anybody else. The thought that all these people before Christ are counting down, but they don't know anything about it, really. So there'd be no Christmas, and there'd be no dramatic change in the life of Mary and Joseph, and there'd be no church, and there'd be no Christians. So things would be pretty different. But I suppose we'd find some things to celebrate, even without that. Because even before we started celebrating Christmas, we celebrated stuff. We were happy that the winter was over. You see, the winter's over. It rained this morning. It's sunny this afternoon. And the days are starting to get longer pretty soon. And we could celebrate that like we used to. And I'm sure we'd find some school plays to go to. And I'm sure we'd find some reasons to get our children dressed up with tea towels on their heads. There must be some other story that includes tea towels. And dressed up as angels and all that kind of thing. We'd find some stories to celebrate. We'd find some things to write plays about. And of course, everybody's birth in some way or other makes a difference. Loads of you here are parents. There's a lot of you that are children. And the children who came into the parents' lives drastically changed the history of the parents. Parents here, did it change your life? When your first baby came, I think it did, just a little bit. I used to say to one of my friends before we had children, it's not going to change me, it's not going to change me. And after they were born, he kept saying, did it change you? Did it change you? And I'd sort of proudly say, no, but it did really. So really any birth changes history a bit. And some births change history a lot. There's somebody who's died recently, perhaps one of the children could tell me, and he was very famous, really famous throughout the world. Yes, over the back, yes. Yes? Nelson Mandela, yeah. He died recently, and his life was celebrated a lot, really, all around the world, because he did change history, made a big difference to South Africa, and probably made a big difference to some other countries as well. What would life have been like if Bruce Forsyth hadn't been born? What would life have been like if Simon Cowell hadn't been born? In some way or other, he changed your history. He changed what happens on the television screen on Saturday night through the autumn. He changed history. What would life have been like if Steve Jobs, founder of Apple, or Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, if they hadn't been born? Life would have been very, very different. So, yeah, Jesus changed history, but lots of babies change history in a little way or in a massive way, like some of these guys. But I just want to tell you this morning that Jesus is not like that. Yeah, Jesus changed history, but he's not just someone who influences history. He's not someone who came into the world and people's lives were changed a bit. The life of Mary, the life of Joseph, the life of a few other people. He's not just someone who came into the world and the life of a whole nation changed. He's not someone who just came into the world and culture changed a bit. And he's not someone who we just celebrate now because he changed a few things in a few people's lives, or even quite a lot of things in a lot of people's lives. No, the coming of Jesus signals something so special because Jesus doesn't just change history, Jesus writes history because Jesus is history. He doesn't just change a few people's lives. He is acting out what history is all about. He changes fundamentally history because he changes your history. He changes how we relate to God, how we know God, how we experience God. He changes that, what happens to us right now, and he changes what happens to us when we die. You see, Jesus doesn't just make a bit of history. He changes your destiny. He changes your direction. He fundamentally can change all that because he is history. He's the history writer. He's not just someone who changes history. Because you see, the really big thing in our lives that needs to change is our relationship to God. We're here on earth, we think, for all kinds of reasons, or for no reason at all. That's what we think. But actually, we're here on earth to honor God, to love God, to praise God, to obey God, to enjoy God, to put the spotlight on God and say, you are wonderful, you're the creator, you're amazing, you deserve all my worship. That's why we're here. That's why you're here on this earth. It's not to eat and drink and celebrate a bit of Christmas and have some kids and go to Chessington World of Adventures and go to wherever else you want to go to and see the volcanoes. That's not really why you're here. You're here to shine a light on God. That's why you're here. That's why any of us are here. But we want to honour ourselves. And we want to relegate God to be kind of a spectator like you have been this morning on the play. We want to say, we're the performer, we're the actor, we're the centre of attention, and you can watch us if you like, God. And I might even talk to you every now and then. But what we don't want to do is say, God, you're on the stage, you're the actor, you're the centre of history, you're the one I want to love and praise. We don't want to do that. And so God is not our friend. But Jesus came to change history, to write history, because he came to change that fundamental problem that we don't love God and we don't praise God and we don't obey God and we don't honour God like he deserves. Jesus came to change that. That's why he's a history writer. That's why he's a center, the centre of history. And I just want to invite you this morning to just ponder for a minute. I wonder if that's true. I wonder if it's true, all that stuff that these guys have been acting out. It's great stories, great fun, lots of interesting characters, lots of costumes we can dress up. I wonder if it's true. I invite you to think this morning, I wonder if it's true. And I also invite you to think, I wonder if the other stuff that Graham said is true. I wonder if I am here on this earth to glorify God. I wonder if that's true. And I wonder if Jesus really did come to deal with my problem, which is I don't glorify God and I don't honour God and praise God like he deserves. I wonder if that's true, that Jesus really did come for that purpose. If there was evidence to show you that this story was true, if I could show you evidence to say, there's loads of things that shout to us that this story is true, and what I've been telling you about the purpose of Jesus coming is true, would you be interested? Would you want to find out more? If it was true, you would, wouldn't you? If it was true, you really would want to find out more. You really would want to know more. Because all of us really, in our hearts, we know we haven't given God what he deserves, and we know we're here for a purpose. We know there's something that we're here for, and we're scratching around in the dirt, wondering what it is for most of our lives. And I'm here to tell you this morning that Jesus can explain to us why we're here, where it's all gone wrong, and how he can put it right. That's why Jesus came. Jesus didn't come just to change history a bit. Jesus didn't come to be the subject of nativity plays, although I'm sure he's pleased to see what's going on this morning. Jesus came to rewrite your future and to make you a better person who is a friend of God who is a child of God. Shall we leave that, guys? Don't worry about it. Just leave it as it is. That'll be cool. Otherwise, you'll create a percussion. That's good. Leave it there. That's great. Well, that's all I'm inviting you to think about really this morning. I wonder if it's true. I wonder if Jesus really did come for that purpose. Because you see, without the birth of Jesus, there'd be no Christmas. There'd be no Christians. There'd be no churches. History would definitely be different. Not just that we'd count the numbers differently, but really the whole of our history, especially in our country, would be massively different. So without the birth of Jesus, there'd be no Christmas, there'd be no Christians, history would be different. But without the birth of Jesus, I want to tell you that there'd be no Saviour. And God would not be with us, and it would not be possible for us to be with Him. But Jesus has come, and so history has been changed, and we do celebrate Christmas. And there are Christians and there are churches. But more importantly, Jesus has come so your future, your destiny, your goal can be changed through knowing about Jesus and putting your trust in Jesus. And I would love you this Christmas to clamber over all the tinsel and all of your presents and all the food. Climb over all of those things for a minute and get to the real Jesus, who's the baby who was born in a manger, who's the King of all the earth, and who's the Saviour of all who put their trust in Him, who can make us friends with God, who can deal with the problem that we don't give God what He deserves. Because you see, without Jesus, there's no point in all this. There's no point in celebrating Christmas. There's no point to Christmas. There's no point to your lives. But with Jesus, we can celebrate Christmas. We can celebrate the birth of Jesus. We can celebrate all the good things God has done for us. And we can celebrate knowing God forever.